This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. We're in the final days of the Burstin' Spleen contest for the presidential nomination in the Enough Party. At the end of next week, the convention will decide who's going to carry the party's banner in the fall election. Senator Spleen is still incommunicado and is the subject of a massive popular search. The campaign maintains that the first registered voter to find the senator will win $100,000 from the campaign treasury. This week, Governor Burstin gave a major speech that pretty much predicted a lawsuit if Senator Spleen wins using this gimmick. Let's listen.
And let me assure you that while I am in favor of freedom of expression, this political lottery takes the matter too far. Our politics have now literally become a game.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. A game of chance. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Where my opponent is known not for what he espouses, not for the truths he holds to be self-evident, but he is known for what he is worth. He has turned voters into gamblers.
Yes. Gamblers.
It literally has become a horse race, with the candidate as the horse, or, in the case of my opponent, one particular part of the horse. But seriously, I would caution the delegates to the Enough Party convention, in particular the super-duper delegates who control voting blocks, to consider the tactics being used. If your candidate is fighting a court challenge because of his creepy techniques, that's going to bog the party down, and it could lead to a defeat in November. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Governor Burstin getting a nice response from a crowd at one of his campaign rallies last week. And in response to that, from the Spleen camp, campaign manager Rondo Alonso was interviewed on Beltway Blowhards and had this response.
Well, I think Governor Burstin is being a big crybaby. He's running all over the place slamming us, trying to get half the attention we're getting by just sitting still and doing nothing. We're spending very little money. With this strategy, we've saved lots more than the $100,000 that's going to go to some lucky voter when he or she finally finds our candidate.
Rhonda Alonso, last Sunday on Beltway Blowhards. Jennifer Hamster is our political correspondent. Jennifer, what do you make of all this?
Well, Spleen's people are sticking to their game plan to keep the senator under wraps and out of sight, at least until the convention and maybe beyond. Mm-hmm. They're really, really in great shape. Since he disappeared from public view, polls are up in just about every way. Uh-huh. People find him more interesting, more likable, innovative, eloquent, statesmanlike, even presidential. Mm. The less he says, the better he does.
We've convened our reporters at the round table here. We're all going to be in Decorah, Iowa, covering the convention next week.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be in Vegas.
Oh. Me too. I've been saving quarters for the slot machine.
Well, the Enough Party had planned a Vegas convention. That was what Spleen wanted. Governor Burstin made a last-minute attempt to get a move to Boston, which didn't succeed, but they did force a compromise to meet in Decorah. So what's the scuttlebutt about all this? What are you hearing?
Well, let me speak. The convention will be a seething cauldron of dissatisfaction. I mean, everybody is angry.
Oh, really? Come on. Not everybody. Well, there must be one happy person somewhere.
No, everybody. Oh, everybody. There's a faction that's angry at Burstin for not conceding defeat. Hmm. You know, he still hasn't admitted losing on Super Tuesday. He has set a modern political record for the longest delay in making a concession speech. Hmm. And that was a personal decision. I mean, even his staff is upset about it.
True.
I mean, some of them want him out of the race so they can move on to different candidates in other parties, people with a better chance of winning.
Okay, that's one group, or two groups.
Well, see, okay, then there's a faction angry at Spleen for vanishing, and another group mad about him setting up the $100,000 prize for the first person who finds him.
And then there are people within the Spleen camp who are mad simply because they're not eligible to win the prize.
So that's right, Greg. See, they see the candidate every day, but they know they can't take home the big money.
Exactly.
That's got to be eating away at them silently.
Hey, as long as we're talking about rumors, I've heard it said that Rhonda Alonso, the Spleen campaign manager, is really the power here.
Well.
And she's just using Senator Spleen as her puppet.
Oh, come on. You can't say that. That's irresponsible.
No, I'm reporting it as a rumor.
Well,
I read it on the internet.
We don't traffic in rumors here, bud. We don't even read them if we're wise.
I read it.
I read it, too. I read it twice.
I didn't even read that maybe she's also working for Governor Brewston at the same time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where did you read that?
I didn't see that.
That's
one.
Something.
Actually, I didn't read it. I just thought, wouldn't it be funny if she was? Well, wouldn't it?
Let's wrap up here. Jennifer?
Yes, see, as I said, a seething cauldron,
right.
Lots of anger,
yes.
Raw nerve endings,
mm-hmm.
Petty jealousies, vindictive backstabbing, and emotional agony lay ahead.
Sounds like a typical political convention.
Well, and all of this in the name of...
Party unity!
Yeah.
Of course. Thanks to our political panel, Bud Buck,
yep.
Wendy Vapors,
hi.
Brick Walters,
thank you.
And Jennifer Hamster.
You bet.
Preparing to cover next week's Enough Party Convention.